reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went up on the mountainside, and after he had sat down, his disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. How blessed are the poor in spirit, the reign of God is theirs. Blessed who are the sorrowing, they shall be consoled. Blessed are the lowly, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness, they shall have their fill. Blessed are they who show mercy, mercy shall be theirs. Blessed to the peacemakers, they shall be called children of God. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is probably the most difficult gospel of all the year to preach on, because what can you say or add to it? Your problem is I'm half Irish, and so that's not going to stop me. But I'll be brief. The Beatitudes are found only in Matthew's gospel. There's no mention of them in Mark or John. Luke has four blesseds, but they sort of get convoluted. Remember, Matthew wrote his gospel to Jewish people living in present-day Damascus, Syria, who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And so everything Matthew writes is rooted in the ancient Israeli tradition. Where did they go to find their God? They always went up on the mountaintop. Moses went to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain. The Transfiguration took place up on the mountain. And so Matthew begins with the words, and Jesus went up on the mount, and after he had sat down, etc. And the words, blessed are they, come from the Old Testament Book of Wisdom and the Psalms, where that is regularly repeated. But what's important to remember is that these guidelines replace the commandments that Moses brought down from the mountain. The shall nots are replaced by blessed are they. And remember always and everywhere, because of Jesus, everything is different. Jesus Christ never said, if you don't go to Mass on Sunday, you'll burn. Jesus Christ never said, if you practice birth control, you'll burn. But Jesus Christ did say, I was hungry, did you feed me? Naked, did you clothe me? I was alone and ill and frightened, did you comfort me? Because of Jesus Christ, everything has changed. Amen.